From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. When U.S. Senator Marco Rubio announced in June he had changed his mind and would run for re-election, other GOP contenders for his seat got out of the way, but not one man, Carlos Baruff. The Manatee County homebuilder has run a largely self-funded campaign that positions him as a tough-talking, unpolished outsider. WGCU's Topher Forges has more on the Republican contender.
Carlos Baruff can pinpoint the day when the bottom fell out from under his real estate business.
It was the Friday before Labor Day of 1991. Bank called me up and said, "We're not giving you any more money."
That's because Baruff, then in his early 30s, was about $20 million in debt. An economic downturn in the early 1990s forced his company out of business. Baruff says it took him about 4 years to recover.
Worked my way out of the debt with some dents and some bruises, but got through it without having to file bankruptcy corporately or personally.
Now, at 58, Baruff's company builds as many as 200 homes a year. The price tag for some is in the millions. Baruff made his fortune on Florida's West Coast, but began his life on the other side of the state. He was born in Miami to Cuban parents. He says he had a humble childhood.
My mother went to work, and we grew up going to government surplus food lines in Liberty City on Saturdays. But we were happy kids. We didn't know we were poor.
In 1980, a 22-year-old Baruff answered a newspaper ad for a job in the housing business. It would be the start of a more than 30-year career. Baruff's business chops are part of his sell to voters. That, and campaign ads like this.
"The experts want me to read a bunch of political crap off this teleprompter. Here's what I have to say.
Baruff is campaigning as a political outsider. He preaches an efficient, streamlined government, the repeal and replacement of Obamacare, and a ban on immigration from countries with terrorist ties. And sure, he's never held elected office, but he does know politics.
He's the farthest thing from a political outsider. He has been on the inside of government now for probably at least 10 years.
That's Joe McClash. He spent 22 years as a Manatee County Commissioner. In 2012, Baruff was part of a campaign to remove McClash from office. He used multiple companies to donate to McClash's opponent. He also gave money to a political action committee that tied the Republican McClash to President Obama. It worked. McClash lost.
You have to ask yourself the question, had it not been for Carlos Baruff lying to the community about me, would I still be there? And I think the answer would be yes.
Baruff is a longtime political donor and has been appointed to three state boards, including the Southwest Florida Water Management District and the State College of Florida's board. His actions were at times controversial, like when he led the charge to eliminate tenure at the college. McClash says Baruff doesn't compromise. That's just his style.
When he wants to do something, he's like a dictator. He just does it. He's what I call a political bully.
Baruff dismisses that criticism. Just look at his work on the Water Management District Board, he says.
There's 13 board members. So for me to get anything done, I had to get 12 other people to go along with me. If you can't bully people into doing anything.
Earlier this year, Baruff was a strong contender in the crowded Republican primary race. But then came Rubio, who skyrocketed at the top of the polls. Baruff says he likes being the underdog. But would all of the money he's put into his campaign be worth it if he lost?
Anytime you lose, of course not. Anybody who says they plow away $10, $12 million and like it, you should send him into a psychiatrist because he's crazy. But when you want to do the right thing, at least if I fail, I know I tried and I left it all on the field.
Baruff is pushing his outsider message, hoping it will be his way to break in. Topher Forges, WGCU News.